I made this world a world of imtihan. And in that imtihan, one of the major aspects of the thing was that it was to show to the world of the angels why was man given superiority over the jinn. And to show that Allah Tabarakala made a system that a lot of power which would not be given to man but which man would crave for, that was handed over to the world of the jinn. And that was their magnet, their attraction with which they would now be able to entice man. Because between the jinn and man, there is no munasabat, there is no link. What the jinn likes, man doesn't like. The food that the jinn eat, man doesn't eat. So for the jinn to be able to entice man, it was necessary that he has to entice man with that which man desires. So certain things which man would want, but which he could not get, was put into the hands of the jinn. And with that, they were then told, now go and make an open attack on mankind, that power has been given over to you. And after all of that, if still you can't manage to bring the entire world into your grasp, then you have proven to yourself and the world of angels have seen that man is unique. Even if it has to be 1%, 2%, 3%, that 1% is unique. And because of that 1% of people, Khilafat has been given over to man, not to the jinn. So we explained that Iblis came down to the earth and he had a lot of plots and plans and he had targeted many points at which he wants to attack. And then that game started. Whatever Iblis understood was against the demands of Almighty Allah, that would become the riwaj, that would become the trend. Whatever was against tabiat was against fitrat. Whatever was against what man was created with, then Iblis would start his own game. For which reason, every Nabi that came would teach people what is fitrat. It was so important because that is how Allah Tabarakala created and he wanted man to be. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Under the tafsir of that, ulama will explain from the many things that the imtihan that was taken from Ibrahim alayhi salam. One was the imtihan of how firm will he be on fitrat, on what is the nature of man. And as Ibrahim alayhi salam was taught the different things which are part of the fitrat of man, every one he remained now punctual upon. Never ever would he say that I grew up without this trait, now to bring the trait upon me is difficult. Whatever trait was now shown to him, this is from the fitrat on which Adam alayhi salam was sent. Circumcision, which at an old age is not an easy thing to do. But as soon as Ibrahim alayhi salam was informed that this was also part of asal fitrat, immediately Ibrahim alayhi salam said, no matter what my age is, how man supposed to be, he made his beauty. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain to man what is fitrat. Because there's no way man can know. Amongst fitrat, the tabiat, the natural disposition of man, there are some hairs that grow on the body which must be removed. There are some hairs that must not be removed. How does man know what must be removed, what must not be removed? Without wahi, there is no way we will know how Adam alayhi salam was sent down. That what was that way? So the ahadith explained all of that. Which hairs will be removed, when they will be removed. And you will see the shaitani world will go completely against. Where the woman was told to keep the hair, the shaitani world will be told that take out the hair. Where a man was told to keep the beard, they will be told take out the beard. Where trousers were supposed to be above the ankles, they will then put it over the ankles. Where a woman's body is supposed to be covered, that will be exposed. The eyebrows supposed to be left, that will be trimmed, that will be touched. Where the skin supposed to be left normal, that will be attacked, that will be tattooed. And like that it carried on. So the tabiat of man was going to be attacked. In today's few minutes, what we are going to discuss now, is that after Nabi Adam alayhi salam came down, Allah Tabarakala now was going to hand over to the world of the jinn a magnet. And with that magnet, they were now going to be able to play games amongst mankind. Because one is that the jinn had the power just to entice, to come and blow, to tell man, why don't you do this, why don't you do that, that they had. The second thing that the jinn had in their hands, a gun, a weapon, was that the jinn could present themselves to man and explain to man where our power lies, what and what things we can do which you can't do. And thereafter explain to man that if you are ready to do for us what pleases us, we will be ready to do for you what pleases you. And that started. Whoever then wanted power, which was something slightly over the power of his friend, he needed the jinn to bring that power to him. And in the game of illusion, mesmerism, now people would start seeing, example, a man will say, you see that broom? That broom, if I go like this here, it will come running to me. So the people would laugh at him, but when he would make his finger like that, all you needed was two jinn who grabs the broom and starts walking. And then you see the broom walking. So everyone will become amazed. And they will say, you must be our leader. You can make a broom walk. So that game started. And that game never ended, and until today it continues. That whoever is ready to do for the jinn what the jinn wants, the jinn will be ready to play games for them in the game of illusion. And throughout history, that sihr had taken place. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimullah in his tafsir has mentioned this waqiyah. He says, bisanadin jayyidin. So it was a waqiyah of a woman who comes to her from a tribe called Dawmatul Jundul. And when she comes, she's crying a lot, and she wants to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make dua for her, to show her what to do, but Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has already passed away. So the way she is crying, Aisha radiallahu anha says, it seems that she's going to die because of her tears. So she says to her, explain to me what your problem is, and I will try and help you out. Or some other sahabi will try, someone will help you out. So she explains that after her husband disappeared, she went to different people to try and tell her, where can she find her husband? So she was directed towards one old woman. This woman is what we will call a witch. And this is why the ahadith have mentioned that don't ever go to these people. Because when you go to them, one is the thing they will tell you will be one truth and 99 lies. But at the same time, they will steal and rob you of your iman. They will start with your izzat. They will make a woman remove her parda, her veil. Then they might tell her you have to remove a couple of your clothing. Then they will tell her you'll have to do certain filthy actions. At the end of the day, for her to get what she wants, unknowingly they'll pull her whole iman away. Just because she needs something of this world. So this woman needed a husband to come back. This old witch said to her that if you come to me tonight and you are ready to do whatever I tell you, then your husband will come running towards you. So not realizing that this was Ain Kufr, the woman, she agrees, and that night it comes that that woman, the witch, she comes to this woman with two black dogs. So whatever the dog was, whether it was a donkey, whether it was a dog, it was late at night, and now she says that you will ride on one dog and I'm going to ride on one dog. Like how we say in the past they used to ride on their brooms. So you might laugh and think these things could never happen. These things happened. When the jinn carrying a broom, it's very easy. Well, the auntie sits on the broom, two jinn carrying it, and you see her flying in the ground. Yeah. The jinn were ready to play games just so that they could win the interest of men. So this woman puts her on the dog and takes her somewhere. When she asks, where are we? The woman tells her, we have come to Iraq, Babylon, Babel. But obviously it was a big lie. They must have just gone around the corner. And now they're in one cave there, and you will say, we have reached Iraq. When she enters the cave, she finds that there are two men there who are chained. So obviously the shaitan woman, if you ask her who these people are, she'll say, this is the angels, Harut and Marut. You don't know the story. Once upon a time they were locked up in one cave. Here they are locked up. But all lie. It will be two jinns, two shaitans sitting there with chains on them, ready to play a game. So this woman comes there, the old witch first, she goes and she says that I have come for some need, whatever need she got. So they tell her, no problem, go and urinate in that, whatever they have, like a cauldron. So that witch, she goes and she carries on her work, whatever it is. Now this woman comes, she's a woman of iman. So they explain to her, those two that are in chains, that what you want? She says, I want my husband. She says, no problem. All you have to do is first urinate in that cauldron. And after you urinate, you come back to us and whatever you want, you will get. But she says when she reaches that area, something makes her pull back. And that is that iman. The reason why she couldn't urinate in that, if it was a normal toilet, anyone can urinate. But most likely because there was divine beauty power in that. There was either words of Quran in that, or there was the names of Almighty Allah in it. There was divine power in it. And for some reason, her iman was not allowing her to go near that thing. So she says she pulls away. She can't urinate. But she doesn't say why she can't urinate. For some reason. And she comes to them and she says that I have urinated. So they ask her, what have you seen? She says nothing. They say, you're speaking lies. You rather go away from here. You're not made for this game. So she says, I want my husband. And they say, go and urinate. She goes a second time and she says, again something pushes away. And maybe a third time the same thing happens. Finally they say, you're playing games with us. You get lost. Go home. So begging, begging, they say, it's nothing big. All you have to do is go against the demands of that. And urinate in it. So now she goes and she can feel that something is telling her, don't urinate. But she lets it. And as soon as she urinates, she sees a horseman coming out. And he is like covered in iron. The horseman is covered in iron and he flies into the sky. And he's gone. So she looks at that, now she's wondering, what else? No, nothing else happens. So she comes back. So they ask, did you urinate? She said, I urinated. She said, what did you see? She said, nothing happened. Meaning, I wanted my husband to come out. He never came out. She said, no, you saw something. What did you see? She said, I saw a horseman. And he was surrounded with lead, iron. And he went into the sky. On that, those two then, they wouldn't smile, but in their inside, they would be laughing. So acting like the angels of Harut and Marut, whatever they were acting like, they said to her, that was your iman that has now come out. And it's gone. Now, whatever you want will happen. Meaning the only thing that prevented you from getting your needs fulfilled was iman. Now that the iman is gone, you get whatever you want. So she's waiting there and suddenly those two like jinn are gone from her sight and now the old woman is there, the witch. And the witch says to her, you got what you want. She said, I got nothing. She says, my dear, you got everything now. She says, let me show you. Start off with a seed. When you're going to go home tomorrow, I want you to plant the seed in the ground. And when you plant it, you must speak to it. And you must say, oh seed, open. And you will see in front of your eyes it opens. And you will say, bud, shoot out. And you will see the bud coming. And then you will say, start growing. And faster than any seed, you will see it growing. And then you will say to it, become dry, it will become dry. Then you will say to it, become wheat, and it will become wheat, and it will be ready for you. So this woman, not believing anything, she puts it in the ground, and she says, exactly the words that was taught to me. As I said it, things started happening. And that entire thing grew in front of my eyes. And wheat was presented, and she said, when I looked at that, I started crying. At that time, she had a choice now to continue with the game. Now go back to the witch and say, what next? What next? And she would have been introduced into the world of magic, where with illusion and the help of the jinn, funny, funny things can happen. But because she was craving for that iman, she goes back to Madina Munawwara. And she is crying and crying and says, if someone can tell me what to do now, that why did I go there and lose my iman? So on that, Aisha radiallahu anha says to her that, I don't know what your solution is, you rather go to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anha. And they come to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anha, and he sends her to another sahabi, everyone is saying, you know what, we don't know what to tell you. We don't know what fatwa to give, have you lost your iman or haven't you lost your iman? Because you're crying at the moment, that's a sign of tawbah. Finally Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anha says to her that, you know what, are your parents alive? One of your parents, both your parents, most likely was going to tell her, if your parents are alive, go and make their khidmat. Because in their khidmat, Jannah is under their feet. For whatever reason, he asked her, where's your parents? Maybe you go there, that will get. Another sahabi radiallahu anhu said, if she had to come to me, I'll tell her, you must give a certain amount of money. Give it in talafi, but don't ever go back into this game. But what that entire incident taught us, that the world of magic exists. It existed from the very beginning, and it will be till the end. A lot of magic takes place around us also. In the villages, in the areas, in the big, big states. You might think the people flying on brooms are only maybe in one part of Africa. Countries which became superpower, they become superpower on the basis of magic. The only difference is in the past, the magician, he would wear a pointed cap. And today he wears sunglasses. In the past, he would wear a long robe. Today he wears a black suit and tie. In the past he would ride on a broom, today he rides in a limousine. The surat has changed, but that man moving is still playing games with the jinn. That is why when you go in their private lives, you will find them going to the pyramids late at night. You will find them going in underground caves. You will find they got funny, funny books, old books. That if you have to look at it, you will say, hey, you're talking rubbish here. But that was that power with which they reached. So that power was handed over to the jinn. You bring man into your game, do what you want for him, and he will get what he wants. And that game started. But besides that game, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opened up another weapon, which was going to be even more stronger than what is called sihr. This is sihr, this magic. The jinn will go punch the man. The man will say, ah, that is sihr. Using the jinn, using the shayateen. Do for the jinn, and the jinn will do for you. But something else was now going to be opened up, which was going to be even more powerful than jinn. The power of the jinn, more powerful than sihr. This was what Allah Tabaraka in this Quran has described is wama unzila ala al-malakain bi babila harut wa marut. So everyone normally who read some book in Islamic literature or whoever made tafsir of this verse in class, when you will look in the books of tafsir, you will find under this verse everything is written. But when you look at the verses of Quran, and you will look at every narration that was narrated from the Bani Israel regarding what is Harut and Marut, you will not find a single indication in the Israeli narration of the verses of Quran. Meaning Quran, when it will describe Harut and Marut, it will be saying things of the East. And Israeli riwayat will be saying things of the West. From which we understand that it seems here the Jews did not want any reality of Harut and Marut to be mentioned to anyone. So they made a far-fetched story. To understand that, because it's a madrasa, we will explain one point. You will see in Quran, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentions many incidents. But many times in Israeli riwayat, although it has been narrated through the tongues of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but they all explain, we're just narrating. Whether it really happened like that or not, we're not saying anything. So example, you will see Musa alayhi salam and Qarun. After Qarun did whatever he had done, and now divine punishment fell. So Quran will mention, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ, that we swallowed Qarun. And we took him and we took everything with him into the ground. And we destroyed him. Quran will not make any indication that we wanted to forgive Qarun, but Musa alayhi salam was not ready. Quran will say we. But when you will see an Israeli narration, you will see how those Jewish enemies, they were never ready to say Qarun was filthy and Allah destroyed him. So they'll put the blame on Musa alayhi salam. Then you will see a long narration that Musa alayhi salam was told, he's your cousin, you do what you want with him. And then Qarun is saying to Musa alayhi salam, oh my cousin, please forgive me. And Musa alayhi salam says never. And then as he's being sucked, he's begging for forgiveness. And Musa alayhi salam is saying, no, no, no. And finally when Qarun goes, then Almighty Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, this is the narration, that, oh Musa, your heart is very hard. Had Qarun asked us one time for forgiveness, we would have forgiven him. In that, what the Jews wanted to show is the bad man wasn't Qarun, it was Musa alayhi salam. He could have forgiven Qarun. But Quran never showed that. Or another example, Firaun is now going to be drowned. Years and years of chance Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given Firaun. Now when the punishment falls on Firaun, and Firaun is going to be drowned, Quran will mention, we drowned him. But the Israeli narration will say that Firaun wanted to read Quran. He wanted to read Kalima at that time. Quran will say, Al-An is now the time to read Kalima. Now it's too late. But the Jews will narrate a different story. They will narrate Fir'aun wanted to read Kalima, Jibreel alayhi salam came. And he took sand and he threw it in his mouth and he says, you don't read Kalima. Put the whole blame on Jibreel alayhi salam. For which reason, in the beginning when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Jews, they said, who brings your wahi? He said, Jibreel alayhi salam. He said, we don't like this man. Because he brings punishment on simple people. And that Quran came down, that whoever is the enemy of Jibreel is the enemy of Allah. Because Jibreel alayhi salam doesn't do anything except with the command of Allah. So Israeli narrations, a lot of time they would take the waqia to the west, whereas Quran would show it's in the east. In the issue of Harut and Marut, you will find in Israeli narrations a very funny story. You will find that there were two angels who either them or either other angels had complained to Almighty Allah that, you know, man is committing so much of fasad in the land, we can't understand why you put him in. So the narration will explain that Almighty Allah then says, okay, choose two angels. So they chose two. It was Harut and Marut. Very good angels. And they were told, we want you to go to a certain town. It happened to be Iraq, Babylon, whatever it is. And you must become the judges, the chiefs. And you must rule with justice. They said, no problem. And then it's mentioned, we will give you a butt of the shahwat that man enjoys in the world, desire. And let's see what you can do in the world. So this is the narration. When you will see what Quran says, you will see nothing of this incident. But this, the whole story will only be regarding this year. So they say they continue judging, giving verdicts, telling people what to do until a very pretty girl comes to them. Some say her name was Zahra, because like how Zahra was beautiful in the sky, that planet, she was as beautiful amongst the women. Whatever it is, and some say it was actually another angel which was made into a woman, whatever the story is. Hundreds of stories will come out now. So they say this pretty girl comes to them and she says to them that I got a certain problem with my husband, I need you all to make a judgment. So the two angels fall in love. And now one is shy to tell the other, you know what, but finally he says, I can't control, you know, I like that girl. The other one says, I also like her. I was shy to tell you, you were shy to tell. So this is like Hollywood. From the beginning till the end now. One story after the other. Now the woman comes to them, now they tell her, you know what, we want you. She says, no problem. One narration will say, you'll have to worship the idol. They say, we can't worship idols. She says, no problem, you must kill a child. A child like what, you kill the child. They say, you can't kill a child. Finally, the third time, they say, we can't manage without you now, please. She says, no problem, I want you to drink some liquor. So they say, liquor is hardly anything bad, you drink the liquor. They drink the liquor, they go mad. So in that, then they kill the child, and then they worship the idol, and then they have relations with the woman, whatever happens. And then when they come to their senses, she says, wow, you did everything. And now, that's one narration. Another narration, she says to them that, you know, you all go to the sky. So if you all want to have relations with me, you must teach me those words with which you fly to the sky. So they say, no problem in that. So when they teach her, she flies. And then they say, they taught her the words to come down also, but she forgot those words. So she goes up there and she got stuck now in the sky. Now when you look up, you're looking at that Zahra, it's actually that auntie sitting there. Thereafter, those two angels, they tried to fly now, but they couldn't fly. So then they go to a Nabi of the time and they ask him, how can we make Tawbah? So finally, after a couple of days, he tells that, you know what, you have been given a choice. Either you choose the punishment of this world or you choose the punishment of the year after. So the one angel says that, you know what, year after is still long. We rather live it up in this world and they, whatever happens, happens. And the other angel says, you mad, this world is very short. So you listen to me now, I listen to you last time. You got me in trouble now, you must listen to me. So as you can see, it's a real story made up. One story. So finally they say, we'll choose the punishment of this world. And then it said that they are now taken upside down and hanging in one cave in Babylon. Until the day of Qiyamah, they will hang there and the story is the end. Finished. What ta'alluq did that have with Quran? It had no ta'alluq at all. That was a love story. Now Quran will mention that the angels of Harut and Marut is a unique thing. So unique that one entire page of Quran will come down. Regarding what happened in Babylon. In this entire page you will see no auntie involved. You will see no liquor involved. You will see no two angels who are going to be punished till the day of Qiyamah. How the verse starts, Allah Ta'ala says that these Jews, whenever Nubuwa would come to them, whenever a new Nabi would come to them, they would see that these are the words of their Creator. And they would see the miracle with the Nabi. But they would always say, نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. People who were given the book, who were supposed to be the first to recognize the truth, they would throw the book of Allah behind them. And they would say, we don't need this. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. And they would say what happened in the era of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That's what we like. And after that, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. And the second thing that we like is that knowledge which was revealed to the angels Harut and Marut in Babylon. So yeah, it's a very long story, but to make it short in 5 minutes and then in the future we can carry on. After Adam alayhi salam came in the world, there was a small period and most likely after the death of Adam alayhi salam, Almighty Allah now to make this imtihan a very juicy imtihan, sends down two angels with knowledge. This is unique knowledge which Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahimullah narrates from most likely Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu an, that this what came down was actually the names of Almighty Allah. The Ismi Azam. It was such names, and Allah's every name got unique abilities to make things happen. And in these names, what was going to be there? Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahimullah says, these two angels never come down with anything evil. Because no angel comes down with black magic. No angel comes down with sihr. But they came down with formulas. And a formula is a pure thing. But now it got to do with who uses the formula. He says they came down with certain du'as, which can be read, but the acceptance of the du'a is not based on whether the reader is a pious man or an evil man. Meaning what we will say, formulas. Today what they will say, incantations. You must say this, you must do that. Which the tafsir books will explain, that they were taught that if you face the sun at a certain time, and you read so and so thing, certain thing will happen. And if you face your back to the sun at a certain time and you read so and so thing, something else will happen. So this is what we nowadays call magic. But this wasn't magic, this is called formulas. When those two angels came, the first thing that they said, they never said we in love with Zahra. The first thing they said is, innama nahnu fitnatun. That we have been sent as a test for the entire mankind. Not only for Iraq and Babylon and for Zahra and themselves. We have been sent as an imtihan for the entire world. Innama nahnu fitnatun. And this fitna that tanween there was for ta'zim. That this is a mighty imtihan for the whole world. Had the story ended with Zahra going in the sky and they going underground, then Quran wouldn't have even found any need to mention all of this. The story began with those two angels coming down. Innama nahnu fitnatun. That we have brought the recipe for the imtihan of the entire world. Innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. So when you are going to learn from us and see from us certain things, you rather hold yourself back, abstain. Because we fear if you are going to fall in what we are going to give, you are going to lose your iman. Fala takfur. Why they had to bring it down? Because Almighty Allah had commanded. That this is the imtihan for the world. Like how Allah Ta'ala created shahwat in man. Had Almighty Allah not wanted, a girl would have come in front and man would have no desire. Zina would never have taken place. But then there would have been no imtihan. Almighty Allah revealed the formulas for a divine imtihan. This was, innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. What they started teaching people at that time was like what we will say is medicine. Your child is sick, no problem, read this word. At a certain time, on your child, and your child will get cured. Medicine. Very good. But where man could use it for good purposes, man could switch the whole operation and use it for evil purposes. And man is normally more prone to evil than good. So where you would go to learn the formula for curing your son, at the same time you would understand the formula for pushing sickness down your brother's son. Based on hasad. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. So where the angel would teach the formula for love, that if you read this name, a wife reads it, a husband reads it, love will be created. Your marriage will not have problems. But at the same time, playing with the name, man could learn what's the formula then to break the love. The opposite of this name. So man, instead of reading it for his wife, now he was reading it on his brother's wife. And if he can divorce her, I'll take her. Hasad. مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Then Quran explains, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This divine power was always subject to the command of Allah. Nothing goes above Allah, but Allah gave it. That you can tap now into asbabe makhfiyah, into hidden causes. You read a certain thing and a certain effect will happen. You read something and sleep will vanish. You read something, someone will fall asleep. What today we might say, give me a ta'weez. So in the beginning, ta'weez sounds very simple. Give me a ta'weez, we'll read this here, no problem. But depending on what power that Taweez has, it can create a lot of good and it can create a lot of evil. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ Quran explains that as the people started learning, whatever was going to benefit them, you want a memory, read this and you will memorize a lot of diniyat. They were not interested in that. What was going to harm them, meaning more dunya, more power, that was they started learning it for. For money, for pleasure, for shahwat. Now Allah's names were now being used, but directed in the wrong place. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ And the angels had told them, my friends, what we are showing you, use it to get Jannah. But these people understood that we want it for something else. And they had known that if they use it for evil, then in the year after they will have absolutely no share. They will lose the Akhirah. But in the love of desire, they said, no problem. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا So these are these verses. In these verses, the beginning of Harut and Marut was explained. Inshallah, in the future, then we will carry on from there.